Hi, sweets. Welcome back. Today I have Mr. Dexy Boy here being so sweet. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Today we're doing an Ask Me Anything episode. We're talking pussy. We're talking dick. We're talking anal. You guys are always giving me the juicy questions. So I'm going to give you some guidance and some experience and just some knowledge. So let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release. All right, the first question I have today is, have you ever been with a man who would come multiple times in bed? If so, what was his secret? So men are all very different. Yes, some are able to go after one after another, but most of the time, in my experience, men need to take a little bit of a break. So yes, sometimes they're able to go again and again, but oftentimes you kind of need to recharge. The times where I have been with a man that's been able to keep going, my advice or like the secret to that is really learning how to edge yourself, learning how to gain control over your ejaculation and really kind of like hold it in, learn how to control it, learn how to let go and then keep going. Like I know that my partner told me in the past that he used to literally practice like coming and then staying hard, like still going, still penetrating, because then it just like gets your body used to it. So yeah, that's kind of my secret or tip for you is to just learn how to control your body, practice edging yourself, practice touching yourself in different ways. And then when you do climax, you know, try to keep going because really practice is so important. And so if you're interested in keeping it going, then just try that in your solo practice first, and then you'll be able to do it more in, you know, partnered sex. The other thing is, you know, a lot of people have, you know, sometimes alcohol helps them, you know, stay hard a little bit longer or keep going. Or not come as quick, or, you know, certain supplements can help you keep that erection longer. Or talked about cock rings recently too. Some people really do use those to kind of keep that blood flow in the erection and to keep you going for longer periods of time. So those are just some of my tips and tricks for you. And speaking of cum, I do want to talk about Popstar real quick. This is 20% off with my code BSWEET, and it enhances your orgasms, makes them feel better because you're going to be having bigger loads and better taste, which leads to just overall confidence in the bedroom. And it really has been proven to taste better, feel better, and just lead to a higher sense of pleasure and arousal in the bedroom. So try it, check it out, use my code BSWEET for 20% off. Next question. I apologize if this seems immature. No need to apologize, first of all. All questions are welcome here. But do you think women have a natural instinct to suck dick before getting fucked, having sex? I would ask the same about eating pussy, but I have been with a surprising amount of women that don't like it and are soaking wet just from giving head. Yeah, so this is a... there's a lot of things that I want to touch on in this question. First of all, I think it's a bit of a generalization just to think that most women love giving head. I will say that there are a lot of people, men and women, that enjoy giving head and doing oral because it is kind of this intimate experience with your mouth and your partner's body. And it can feel really vulnerable, but it can also just feel really raw and sexy because you're getting all of them. You're getting all of their juices and you're giving them pleasure. And a lot of people love, you know, pleasing other people. It feels good. And so it can be an easy turn on, which is why I always like it as a foreplay activity, because it can really turn you on and get you aroused. And like you said, make you hard or make you wet. So we love that. I wouldn't say all women like kind of, what was your word that you used? I think it's like a natural instinct. I don't know if I'd go that far. I think a lot of us have just, you know, we're taught that that is just a great way to please a man. And so I think, you know, growing up, that's kind of like first base, second base, things like that. So I think there's just a lot of women that are comfortable with it, that feel good doing it. And also, you know, a lot of us have this oral fixations. We like things in our mouths. Like I said before, yeah, our mouths are kind of this like intimate part of us. And so a lot of people get really turned on when you're making out, when you're licking your partner, or when you're sucking them and giving them pleasure. So no, I don't think it's a natural instinct. I think there is a part of like growing up in society and just being taught that that's what feels good. But like you mentioned, there are people that don't like receiving oral. And I personally think that that is a little bit of a red flag. If a woman doesn't like getting eaten out, that could mean a lot of things. But in my experience, I feel like if that's something that a woman doesn't like, then she might have insecurities. She might not be super confident in her sexual power. She might just not be super open to being very vulnerable in the bedroom. And that's what I've learned through a couple people that I know that aren't super into it, is because, yeah, they're not really comfortable and like kind of in their vulnerable sexual goddess or god energy, from my opinion and my perspective. That doesn't mean that people don't have certain preferences. There definitely could be a woman that's just like, no, that doesn't do it for me. I'd rather have penetrative sex or whatever it is. But if I meet someone and they're like, oh, I'm not into you going down on me, I'm going to be like, next. So that's just not something that I would ever go for in an intimate relationship or in a pleasure session. Of course, there's so many other things that you can do, but I think that that is such a crucial part of foreplay, of getting to know a lover and just having all of them. And I really love oral as a part of like pre-sex. And so I just think that I would never agree to like having sex with someone if they were like, oh no, you can't go down on me. To me, I would just be like, oh, okay. Well, that sucks. And that would be a bummer for me. Next question. Hey, Barbie, what goes through your mind when you see a naked man with a fully erect throbbing dick? I'm honestly overwhelmed every time I see a naked woman, and even more so when she's on top riding my dick. What's it like for you to see a naked man before he plows you? So yeah, thank you. You know, it's true. It does kind of feel vulnerable, and it kind of feels overwhelming sometimes when you have a super sexy person standing at the foot of the bed or wherever you are. That can be overwhelming. So thank you for sharing. You know, I definitely can feel like, I definitely feel the flutters and kind of the warmth move through me. So I can relate to you in that sense, that it does feel kind of overwhelming just seeing someone with like just fully naked, like just the raw kind of energy between you, and that it hasn't really started yet. But that is one of my favorite moments actually before sex, is when you take off the clothes and when you're able to just like stand or be on the bed next to each other and kind of see all of them in their beautiful form. So yeah, thanks for sharing. I think, you know, for me, I just think it's a sexy moment, and it's something that I really try to like, just like take a little snapshot of my mind. You know, I'm all about the senses. So kind of embracing every moment and all of those, you know, the visual senses and all of that can feel really good. Next question. Would you ever peg a beginner with a strap on, or would you consider it? So, you know, I think pegging definitely shouldn't be something that you should do to a beginner. I think anal pleasure should definitely be you know, baby steps. I would try a plug first before I go straight to pegging. So yeah, that is my recommendation. If you're interested in getting pegged, definitely try a plug first before going into it, or a finger, or, you know, really kind of have to embrace that anal sensation. And it's different. So it's really something that you have to like get used to and get used to relaxing your body, because you don't want to tear and you don't want it to be painful. So yeah, I would definitely get some lube, find a plug, or maybe try with a smaller dildo first before you go straight to pegging. Because yeah, I do think it's important to like take it slow when you're trying new things, for sure. Next, what sort of anal stuff have you done with your girlfriend? So some of these questions are a little bit old. I don't know if you're talking about, we were dating kind of this girl for a little while, but we haven't seen her in a pretty long time. She's been going through some stuff and just hasn't been in the, you know, playful mood, focusing on other areas of her life. But Yeah, so I don't have a girlfriend. but, you know, if we were talking about that specific girl, I definitely rimmed her a lot. I definitely fingered her butt. But that's it. We did a lot of like rimming and fingering and that sort of thing. But I pegged her vagina, but not her butt. so yeah, I have some more anal questions. Someone said, loved hearing your stories. When was the first time you tried anal? Did you love it straight away? I find it a bit intimidating. Yeah. So the first time I tried anal was drunk sex, and someone just my college boyfriend accidentally like slipped it in drunkenly, and it was painful. And I was like, ow. There were a couple other times, again, they were like kind of drunk, where I was like, oh yeah, let's try it. But it was like kind of blurry. So I wouldn't recommend that. The first time I experienced like proper anal, like an orgasm from anal, was when I was living in LA and I was dating this guy who was super into it. And he also loved his butt getting rimmed and anal pleasure himself. And so that was just something we explored a lot together. And your specific question was, did you love it straight away? So it's not something that I do think you enjoy straight away. I think it's something that you kind of have to learn how to experience it properly and how to experience it with the most pleasure. And so, yeah, like I mentioned already, you know, you got to start slow. You got to try toys first, your fingers, you know, before going to a full cock or a dildo, just because you have to learn like how it feels and how to relax your muscles and really how to like accept it coming inside you. Cause it is kind of a unique and different sensational experience. But I definitely encourage it. So I know it is intimidating. I have another question that's very similar. It was like, when you first tried anal, were you successful with it? Were you doing it often or did it happen straight away? I struggled the first time. My partner is quite big. Again, I get a little intimidated. So yeah, like it's totally natural to feel intimidated, especially if your partner is huge, which is why I do encourage, you know, oh, Dexy, don't be fucking on my shit over there. Sorry, I had to turn off my keyboard because Dex was about to fuck up my audio. Jumping all over the place. Okay. So, if your partner is a bit big, again, yes, use toys, use fingers, start small. Don't go straight to that big, thick dick because yeah, it can be very overwhelming and very intimidating. And yeah, you can easily tear and you can hurt yourself and it can be painful. I really encourage foreplay, you know, go slow. Start with some oral, start with just kind of loosening it up down there. Start with like a finger, then two, then maybe a butt plug. And by that point, like as long as you have like an excessive amount of like kissing and making out and oral and like maybe vibrator time and things to like build you up and get you in that mood, you just have to be in that super sexual mindset where you're like ready for it. Sometimes like your vagina can like take it when you're not fully ready. But your butt is different. You know, I've talked about the sphincter muscles around it and just how it is a very different part of your body. And so you really have to learn how to relax it and allow the, you know, the toy or the dick or whatever it is to fill you up. So that's my advice. It is intimidating. Just take it slow and communicate to yourself and your partner throughout, just making sure that you're, you know, everything's going dandy. But I will say that like, an anal orgasm is incredible and feels so good. So it definitely is something that I encourage you to try, please. Does a guy with a hairy butt turn you on? So more booty questions. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a super turn on. Like I don't love licking a booty when it's like super hairy, but it also, I kind of like it too because it's like manly and it's like, ooh, like nice. But no, I prefer like when men like trim. So whether it's their butt hairs that are like a lot, I prefer it to be a little bit trimmed, or their, you know, their dick hairs. Like I prefer it to be trimmed so that it isn't all up in my mouth and my face. But that's just me. I know people love a bush. So that's just my opinion. But yeah, it's not something that I would see and be like, oh yeah, that's a turn on. But I do like hair. Like I like a natural hairy chest. I don't like when guys like wax their chest or shave their chest or any of that. So I do think like, that's why I prefer a little bit of it trimmed. Like, I just want you to manscape. I just want it to like feel good when I'm all up in there. Speaking of all up in there, I think my next question is, yes, do you have any tips for eating ass? Do you start small with a few licks or do you go right in, hands on both cheeks and eat it up? So I am, this is a good question. I, as you know, I'm a baby step person. So it's not often that I'll go straight in for it unless it's someone that I've been with before and I know that they love it. And so then, yes, I will do hands on both cheeks straight in for it. But typically, if I'm about to get to your butt, for whatever body is in front of me, I'm typically starting on, you know, the front of them. So whether I'm licking the clit or the labias or the dick or the balls, like I'm definitely starting there. Then if I decide, you know, that I want to go from the taint to the butt and really like get that erogenous zone all in my mouth and kind of like licking it around and teasing. Like I like to take things slow because it feels good to like tease and edge your partner. And then I'm also kind of listening to their body cues. I'm being intuitive. I'm thinking like, oh, is this something that they want? Are they like retreating? Would they rather I go back to the balls or the pussy? Like kind of reading their body language is also really crucial. So that's also why I don't think it's good to just go straight in for it. But then you're able to like lick it a little bit, maybe stick your tongue all the way in there, maybe start using some fingers and just seeing how their body is responding before you like then like, you know, can grab both cheeks and like go to town, which is fun to do. It's kind of like motorboating. You can like just get all up in there and it just feels super sexy. And again, like I said in the beginning, like you're kind of getting all of them. Like it's similar to like that oral experience. You know, it's like, it's vulnerable. It feels really good to have them all in your mouth and everywhere. And that can feel really, you know, good on both sides of the spectrum or on both, you know, receiving and giving. Like it just feels good to give your partner pleasure, but obviously it feels good to be receiving all of that love and attention too. So thanks for asking. Next question. Hey, Barbie, would you consider it a red flag if you went to hook up with a guy and he was wearing a jock strap under his pants? Asking for a straight friend who happens to like wearing gay underwear. So yeah, I guess this is kind of seen more in the gay culture, jock straps. If I saw a man in a jock strap, like if I was taking off his pants and I saw him in a jock strap, I would be turned on personally. Now, I am not your normal woman. I love queer folk. I love fluidity. So if you are wearing a thong, even like that would turn me on. I'd be like, ooh. Like, tell me more. Or I would just like, just want you to like do a little dance and kind of show it off for me and do a little strip tease or something, little walk the strip or walk a line. But yeah, I would be turned on. I definitely would be. And I just like when people feel confident in unique things. And that's why I love kinks and fetishes too, because it's really fun to find out like a unique fantasy or desire about someone, because I feel like it's so telling, but it's also just fun to see like how unique and weird and different they are. And I really like that about people. I like seeing their quirks and seeing, just finding out something new about people that I'm spending time with. And so if I'm like about to get naked with you and you have on a jock strap, like that is something that I would just love, because one, it would be like, okay, wait a minute, this guy is fun. He's kind of kinky, right? Like it's like you like that sort of, I don't know, it's like holding your penis and your balls in a certain way. And I can imagine it feeling a lot different than boxer briefs, right? So that's like, it's sexy. Like you like to be in in that kind of underwear. I am into it. So even if you're straight, queer, you know, whatever you are, gay, I definitely encourage to do what feels good for you. And that's when you will get the best response and find people that really resonate with you and your vibe and that really want to connect with you and that appreciate you for you, as if you just be your true self. So if you're interested in wearing jock straps, but you're nervous about, you know, picking up a lady or whatever it is, I just encourage you not to be nervous about it and to own it. And it'll just make for a great conversation too. And if you do feel like a little bit awkward and uncomfortable, then just like let her know, like, hey, these are really fun when I bend over. Do you want to see? Like, be playful with it. Like, it's really fun to make your partner laugh, especially in sexual moments too, because it kind of breaks the ice. and makes you feel more comfortable, because a lot of people do feel nervous and scared and vulnerable when it comes to sex and pleasure. And so by cracking a joke, bending over and showing them everything you got, like, that can be really fun. So I definitely encourage the jock straps. Please do it. So guys, I'm going to stop there. Love you so much. Thanks for coming back week after week. Dexie and I send our love. Be sweet out there, y'all, and be sweet to those booties and those new fantasies and stuff that you're trying. And just be sweet out there in general. Love you guys. Talk soon.